welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, babe, what's up? You sound more chipper than last week, that's for sure.
I was a bummer last week. Yeah.
You wonder why?
No.
Good. Don't
because
worry about
I repress all my SHIT word like a good New Englander. Winter's coming, I'm gonna forget how bad winter
for
is.
For those of you that don't know how to spell very well, Carrie says she represses all of her shit. Why not?
Because I was trying to not be explicit.
No, I can't do that. That's too much pressure on me, baby. Come on.
The children. What if children listen?
Well, hopefully they have their parents' permission.
Okay. Anyways, sorry for my swear wordy husband. But yeah, I repress all the shit. And so I don't remember afterwards what it was that upset me. Because I get over it and I move on.
Yeah.
And that is how we're still married.
Whatever. Whatever works.
I'm teasing. Whatever. Shawnee's the best husband in the whole world.
Or maybe I should just say ditto. Ditto.
Now he's doing fighting words. So speaking of today's fighting words, all of you who are not from Maine, let me tell you that in Maine, we've got bragging rights.
Oh, yeah?
Because we have the biggest ice disc.
Ice disc.
D-I-S-K.
Why don't they carry it a carousel? Come on, they care. Why don't they call it a carousel like it is?
I don't know. But anyways, us Mainers, we got that. You might have the biggest Dairy Queen spoon. You might have the biggest bird feeder. You might have the biggest D words that don't end have the S in the third letter place. But here in Maine, you know what? You might even have the biggest...
Baby, you can say disc. It's okay.
But here in Maine, we have the biggest ice disc at 1,776 feet.
Not for long.
No, because it's getting warmer.
So everything else pretty much trumps it.
No, it's just like, hey, we're going to make something totally temporary that won't last forever that we can't even get any tourist bucks in for. But we'll do it, man. That's Maine.
Show it to me. Where's your proof?
It's right there, babe.
Ask him in June. Show it to me, bitches. Where's your proof?
We don't use the B word. Remember, we're trying not to use that word because it's mean to women.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
I cannot train you, baby.
I'm sorry.
He's running for political office, and he says this. Okay, anyway.
It's just because I was raised on a dog farm.
Anyways, according to the AP news story, in Madawaska, Maine, volunteers, quote, cut a big ol, and they did write O-L.
Apostrophe.
Circle.
Which
I hate. In a frozen lake and set it in motion, claiming a world record in a category that few people know exists. The biggest ice carousel.
Oh, they call it a carousel because it's only a carousel if it's in motion, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just a floating piece of ice.
Our friends and I have done this too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. And then you have a party on it because it's Maine. So, anyways, this one was a lot bigger than the one we were part of, and it had a diameter of 1,776 feet or 541 meters. It is a giant piece of ice, and it probably weighs 146,000 tons.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. Yeah. We have been on our friend's ice carousel before.
Yeah.
But we did not go.
I thought we hopped in one of them.
No, maybe. I don't think so. Unless you went to one without me and didn't tell me.
Oh,
well. I mean, we always help by bringing the booze and, or some booze. We got another friend that brings the booze. But
we always bring something. Even if it's just it's our wonderful magnificent presents.
That's right.
But speaking of giant things, in Arizona, there actually is a giant red Dairy Queen spoon that was stolen. And then it was a huge mystery and everybody was all worried about it.
Was it recovered?
Yes, they found it on Monday morning.
Because the young teenage boys that stole it are like, what the hell are we going to do with this thing? None of them own a barn where they can actually hang it up inside.
Well, you know how it's like they found it in a field on like the side of a chain link fence, right?
It's like 12 feet long.
It's 15 feet long. And they found it because this guy, Michael Foster, was playing Pokemon Go. So don't say that playing Pokemon Go, it's not beneficial, right? Yeah, it brings good to the world,
I mean, because nobody would ever play baseball on that field ever again. Or gone with their dog.
In the article, the 52-year-old man, Michael Foster, who was playing Pokemon Go, an outdoor mobile game, right, said, the first thing I did was send a picture to my wife, and I said, it's the spoon. She said, call the police.
Oh, it was at a middle school baseball field. Nobody would ever found that if it wasn't for Pokemon Go.
Thank God for Michael and Pokemon Go.
I bet he did it.
He did not do it.
Because there's no Pokemon. Well, maybe it is a school, so there might be some Pokemon hanging around there.
Are you saying no one plays Pokemon Go anymore?
No, people do, actually. Right. I've seen little dribbles of it here and there online, like stuff.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, it's still rolling.
I think it's pretty awesome.
I mean, our youngest kid was into it for a hot second.
Then they realized they had to move to play.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta walk to play this game.
What the hell? Walk. And you know what that's about? That's about activation energy, which I might talk about a tiny bit later on in the podcast. Sean just made a face.
Oh, I thought this was almost over.
No, this is just a random
thing. Seems like we've been doing this for 20 minutes already.
Don't say that.
I don't mean it in a bad way.
That's no way to help people want to listen to the podcast.
Well, I'm sure to them it feels like 5 seconds of clarity.
No negative self-talk today. Hey. Why are you laughing?
You flinched like I was about to do the intro for Dog Tip for Life. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so today I was talking to one of my writing clients who's a therapist, and I was actually audacious enough to suggest a tool to help bring her through her block about writing her query letter and synopsis.
Even therapists need therapists, baby.
I know you're the therapist and you probably already know all about this, but I'm just going to say it anyway. And I felt really weird.
It's just like a lawyer hiring a lawyer to defend them.
I'm not a therapist, though. I'm just a little writer. Oh, anyways, so like query letter and a synopsis are both often very boring to us writers, but there are tools that we put inside our proposal package or our submission package when we query agents on the quest to be traditionally published or to snag an agent to lasso them and bring them into our nether
regions.
I was definitely not gonna explicit for real. God. So anyway. Can't do the podcast if you're gonna be like, okay, I gotta rethink this. Okay, so, and Sean's like, I'm gonna go be an agent. Okay, so, anyways, this tool basically comes from Mel Robbins, who's an author and a podcaster and a speaker, and Apparently, she is the number one education podcast in the world, even though I've never heard of her until today because I suck, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. So don't judge Shawnee.
That's because you watch all the, I'm a single YouTuber and I'm going to play all the roles in my videos.
I like those self-help videos. So anyways, Mel Robbins is really good at self-marketing, and she's also considered a self-publishing phenom, and she's really cute, and she's funny, and she's very strong in her opinions. So she's the opposite of me, right? And she has tons of photos of herself on her website. So basically the opposite of us, because we don't do any marketing or anything, and we definitely don't have a ton of photos of ourselves.
That's for sure.
But Shawnee is cute, so she's not the opposite. You're cute, of him, baby. There. Anyway, enough preamble. She suggests
that
no
was the preamble.
Yes, she insists that people have a morning routine. It can be 5 minutes. It can be an hour.
Dude, I've got a routine every morning. I do. But go ahead.
Do you want to tell us some routine?
Tell us. No, I'll tell you.
No, just tell us that.
Well, I want to see how it stacks up to one of her suggested routines first.
All right, so within her morning routine, she says you want to focus on an actionable step and nothing else for 15 minutes. During this time, you want to write down or visualize or whatever your big goal is, right? Because everybody tells you to visualize your goals. More on this in a second. But during this time, like, you actually want to, like, imagine yourself, yourself. You want to imagine yourself taking the steps to get to your big goal. And she says everybody blows off the second step that you need to do. It's not just
the
about
actualization part?
Yes, the actualization of the steps to get to your goal.
Right.
Not just visualizing or actualizing or whatever ising word you want to use here of your goal, but the bit by bit, step by step places to get there. I think this is smart because it makes you people actually think of what the steps are,
right,
versus just the end goal.
Yep.
But there's other reasons. And according to Robbins, when you visualize the steps to get to that end goal, that really helps you. And then another layer into that, so the third step in her morning process of 15-minute visualization, is to feel the emotions that are connected to each step. Pride, excitement, joy, defecation. Is that an emotion? That's not an emotion.
That's not part of my routine. That
That's
might be
your
part
morning
of your
routine. But anyway, all the feelings that you feel with each step, you want to imagine those too. You want to get them all in there. And this is really similar to something Simon Sinek says, even though she's all about I and he's all about we. But he says that, like, you have to go after what you want, but you also have to realize your vision of the world, right? So he has a story that he tells in his TED Talks and everywhere about himself and a friend, and they went on a race, and then at the end of the race, there's a free bagels. And so they're in a line for free bagels, and he's super psyched. He's like, yay, free bagels! Which totally sounds like me.
After
right?
you ran?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like that, I totally understand this. Like, I'm going to get a freaking bagel, and it's going to be amazing, right?
Yeah.
But his friend was like, I'm not standing in that line for bagel.
After they had run?
Yeah. He's like, that's too long a line. I'm not standing in that line, right? And so he only saw the thing he wanted, the bagel, and his friend only saw the thing that prevented him from getting what he wanted, the line, right? And so Sinek says that when you go after you want, you don't want to get in the way of other people's wants, but you want to also, you know that there are things that prevent you, but not focus on them so much that you don't go after what it is that you want, right?
Right.
So that also has to do with visualization, because as Baz Corsten wrote for the Harvard Business Review, great athletes train their bodies for days, weeks, and years to whip them into peak performance. But why don't people do the same thing with their brains, right? So, like, Simon's friend could have trained himself to think about the thing he wants. But instead, his brain was trained to think about what prevents him from getting what he wants.
Right.
So, like, with me, it's like, my fear of bankruptcy prevents me from getting everything I want, probably, right?
Yes,
probably. But it is a very responsible way to be. Whereas somebody else might never think about the fear of bankruptcy, go bankrupt and whatever, you know?
And be a billionaire the third time.
Yeah, so another person talking about visualization specifically is AJ Adam, and they write for Psychology Today. This, would you like to read it?
You're going to let me talk? I would love to read it. For instance.
That was so mean.
AJ, I know I didn't even get a chance to say my morning routine.
He wanted to say it at the end. I gave you so many opportunities.
AJ Adam writes, for instance.
Don't get married.
Wait a minute. What's that? How do you pronounce that name? Gwang Yu?
Yes.
Damn. Batting 100 right here, folks. AJ Adams. AJ Adam writes, for instance, in his study on everyday people, Gwang Yu, an exercise psychologist from Cleveland Clinic Foundation in Ohio, compared results of those who did physical exercises to the results of those who carried out virtual workouts in their heads. In the physical exercise group, finger abduction strength increased by 53%. In the group that did mental contractions, their finger abduction strength increased by 35%. However, the greatest gain, which was 40%, was not achieved until 4 weeks after the training had ended. This demonstrates the mind's incredible power over the body and its muscles.
Isn't that crazy?
That's super crazy. I know. I'm never moving again.
I'm just going to visualize running all the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to be such a good
runner.
See
if it makes your knee hurt.
No.
Or your shins.
I'm going to imagine nothing hurts when I run.
Perfect.
I know. So.
Just don't make my legs get too muscular, okay? Like too big.
What?
I mean, they're gorgeous right now.
What are you talking about?
Your legs. I don't want them to be too muscular. I want to always be able to beat you when we're wrestling in bed.
Oh my gosh. My body. My choice of my leg size. Anyways.
Yes, it is. I agree.
So another component to this, which isn't really talked about in the links that we have for this podcast, but I think is important. And I think it's so important that I'll hopefully remember to talk about it next week, is something called activation energy. And it's basically it's a principle of science that psychology people are now using to apply to humans, right? And humans. I'm a human. Are you a human? I'm sorry. It's a long day. The point is that in order for anything to happen, you actually have to make it happen. And that requires the energy to activate yourself, be that mental energy or physical energy, right?
And right.
Ideas, they come and they come all the time, but you have to imagine those ideas, practice what it feels like to do them, like they're saying, right? But then the really other big part is that you have to have the energy to get off your bum, to get out of bed, to get out of your chair, and you actually have to do those things.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
Like so many of us don't have that, or we resist it. Like,
come up with this lame excuses,
or we just don't do it, man. Like,
but no, you're totally right. If like you want to get something done, you got to just make up your mind. You got to do it, basically.
Like your alarm goes off at. I feel like I'm calling you out here, but I don't mean to. But, like, your alarm goes off at, like, 5 a.m.
No, your alarm goes off at 5 a.m.
And you hit the snooze button and you don't get up.
Do you want me to tell them the truth?
Yeah, sure. No! I just remembered I had repressed this morning, too. Oh,
your alarm went off at 5.
They're not going to talk about.
No, no, it's a comparison of our morning. Your alarm went off at 5, you got out of bed at 6.
I did.
My alarm went off at 6.
I got out now.
My alarm went off at 6, and I got out of bed at 7.
That's not normal for me.
No, no, you are really, really good about, what's it called?
Activation energy.
You get your butt out of bed. I don't know how you do it when that alarm goes off at 5 o'clock. I'd definitely be hit. If we're not leaving here to catch a plane, I'm hitting the snooze button.
He really, truly is. It's really annoying.
Well, when I used to get up earlier, Carrie had to listen to my snooze alarm like 9 times a morning.
And he just didn't care. I'm like, I think if you loved me, you wouldn't do this to me and wake me up out of my sleep over and over and over again.
That's my process.
And he did not care. It allowed me
9 minutes at a time to
think about
and actualize my day.
No, you would fall back asleep every time, snore super loud, then the alarm would go off, then we'd all go, then you'd hit the alarm again.
Yeah.
It's hard, man. But it's not just about getting up. It's like, hey.
I know, that's just a great example.
I have to do this work now. Hey, I have to write my query letter, my synopsis now. How do I activate myself into doing that?
Get off the line.
Yeah. Like,
freaking just do it.
Right, and that's really hard for so many of us. Or, I want to paint, but I've already had dinner, and I've worked all day, and now it's 9 o'clock, and I just want to sit on this couch and fall asleep.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's interesting, but I think we should talk about that more. But now, the podcast.
Just you and I.
But for now, remember, visualize your goal, visualize the steps to your goal, and put your steps.
Visualize the emotions you feel, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Dog tip for life.
So this dog tip is courtesy of Pokey, the energetic little puppy who acts like Odie if Odie was a snarling, rabid dog. So, Pokey is the most kind dog in the world, but also a little bit reactive. And her reaction, her activation energy, she's got it all down.
Oh, she's got activation energy out there. Boom.
Out the wazoo. Like, there is no pause for Pokey, right?
She's not sleeping, there's not.
And there is, even when she is sleeping. You touch her, she jerks right away.
Oh, yeah. She's like a cat. Ready to move and roll as soon as she's with her eyes open.
But Pokey gets things done, right?
Yes.
Chase a cat, you she want Pokey.
She chases cats all the time, plays with chews on stuff all the time.
You want somebody to run into the kitchen at the sound of a refrigerator door? It's Pokey. There's no pause there, right?
No.
There's nothing that keeps that dog from, like, not having the energy to be active.
There is nothing.
We all gotta be like Pokey.
Well, I don't know if I can handle you if you're quite like Pokey.
I'm pretty close.
That's a little energetic.
You know, when you wake me up out of sleep, I'm on, like, pretty snappy, just like Pokey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Bite my hand off.
It's like my whole personality changes.
It sure is.
You don't want to wake me
bad.
Up. It's so bad. I'm like,
don't wake her up. You'll be the worst person in the world if you wake her up out of sleep.
Well, you are, because my sleep is precious to me.
Uh-huh.
You're precious to me too, baby.
Me?
Yeah.
What about our listeners?
They're also precious.
Oh, yeah, you
nice
are.
Plug, nice music.
What?
That was well done.
I know. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
Dude, you know.
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. Just like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.